talk. So this is DJ Steffi Wop
and DJ Champagne Tiny,
and today we are doing some board of directors interviews.
Yeah, it's election season.
So we have Adam Kovacs in the studio today. And Adam, before we start, we just have a very, very important question for you. Yeah. What is your favorite form of potato?
My favorite form of potato?
Yes.
Man, that's a hard question.
Definitely
I asked.
Definitely the deciding vote.
Yep.
Right? Like, it could be a question that just, like, you lose all the votes for. I would have to say, like, if, like, are we talking about type of color potato or just type of how it's made? How it's made. I'll have to say, like, basically French fries. Like, curly fries from Wilf's, obviously.
Curly fries are nice. definitely a wonderful thing. So, now that we know your favorite form of potato, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself?
So, I'm a second-year BBA student at the Waterloo campus. And I've made sure I've gotten involved. I'm just a student who really cares about the student body and really cares about making sure Lori stays a community. And I consider myself determined and all of those great things too, right?
That's awesome. Are you from out of town or did you come to Waterloo just for university?
So that's actually a funny story. So I was born in a city called Windsor, Ontario, so across from the border of Detroit. So you know when Journey sings that Don't Stop Believing South Detroit? That's considered Windsor.
Wow, okay.
It's actually still with Canada, but we call it South Detroit because of how the geographical way. Mm-hmm. But I was living there for 10 years, then I came here for high school, but I'm technically from Windsor, Ontario.
Okay, so. Nice. And so what motivated you to run for this position this year?
I think what motivated me is the fact that Lori is such a community, I think we can all agree on that. It's a place where it doesn't matter if you're like who you are, or what you believe in. It doesn't matter if you are in the concourse, you're RCW, anywhere. You see a ton of people, and people so love being here. Yeah. I walked down to Brantford, and I was lost. And I'm like, this random student, I'm like, can you please help me out? I'm a little lost. And she's like, you go there. And she was pointing like 1,000 locations. I'm like, okay.
That's it.
And you go, Lori? She's like, of course. You? I'm like, yes, I do.
Was the Brantford Forum the first time you had been to the Brantford campus?
I've been there a couple of times. So I was actually thinking of applying to be at the Brantford campus for the Sussex program.
Okay.
And I was thinking of going to law before I started business. It was a really tough question. Yeah. But for some reason, like, when I first walked into the open house for Waterloo, something just said, Waterloo is a place you want to be. Yeah. That's just my personal preference. But Brantford, I just love the old architecture everywhere you go.
Yeah, I've only been there once, but it was definitely, like, it's very beautiful.
Yeah, I feel like I should go
part of the town.
Graduate.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, 100%.
Yeah. So, give our listeners an idea of what your platform is.
So my platform is all about the idea of community and protecting community. I feel like Laurier is at a stage right now where we can shift into being divided, but if we stand together and we look at role models who are standing not higher than us, but we can look up to, that say, "Don't be worried. We can keep going. We'll make sure that we'll be okay." So it's the idea of community, and the thing of that, to continue on, the commitments I'm trying to emphasize is the fact that I want to have this board vision committee, I call it, because that way the board of directors who are currently divided have direction, and we can make them accountable. I want to publicize what's available for role models to be able to know, for more role models to be involved. I feel like the average Joe student in the ComSci program could be the biggest role model we have if he or she knew what to be involved in. And I want to change the election policy because I feel like there's some policies are too vague, too complicated, and just need to be simplified.
So that vision committee, was that something that was established before and you want to bring it back? Or is this like a new idea that you have?
It actually was repealed in 2016 by not the current board, but the board before.
Okay.
And I'm not sure exactly why they repealed it. And I still need to do a little more research to figure out why. But I feel like if we amend it to the fact that we have a bigger goal of what the one-year term of the board wants to do, then smaller goals of how we can attain it,
It'll
just allow the board of directors to have direction, and plus students say, okay, you didn't do goals 3 through 5. Why is that?
Yeah.
That's for that accountability factor that I believe the board of directors doesn't have currently.
Okay.
And you mentioned just earlier about like how other role models are doing stuff. Do you have like a specific role model, or do you think Laurier should have a specific role model?
I don't think we should have a specific role model. I think we should have role models of various types in different positions.
So basically something representing each part of the student body?
Exactly.
Okay.
So like we should have role models on the board of directors because I feel like they weren't in this case because they're quite silent when they could have been a lot more vocal. That's one example. I feel like we should have a visible person in LASOC, a visible person in science, athletics, everything like that, where we can say, okay, we know who person X is, we know who person Y is, and they'll be able to stand with us, and we can just go up to them and ask them for help at any time.
Yeah, definitely. That would definitely improve, like, some communication.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So are there any specific parts of the election system that you want to, like, target?
There is, actually. So for one of the things I looked at is spoilage. So if you don't answer your ballot in a specific way, and in a certain type or answer certain sections, your ballot's spoiled.
Okay.
And I think that's just unfair, because let's say you don't know, heaven forbid, you don't know any of the Senate candidates. Mm-hmm. So you don't answer that section. Well, your ballot's spoiled because you didn't answer that section, but you answered president, board of directors, and governors. I don't think that's fair.
All right.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, like, how do you think that can be improved?
I think that can be improved by really looking at the ballot and saying, what does spoiled mean? Spoiled in my mind means writing in a candidate, for example, writing Cookie Monster as a president of Laurier.
Yeah.
I feel like that's considered spoiled.
Yeah.
Not you made a small error just because you're not knowledgeable at the subject.
Yeah.
All right. Okay.
Well, should we cut to a break and then just come back?
Yeah, let's do that.
I'm good with that.
Welcome back, guys. So we're still here with Adam.
Yeah, and we just talked a little bit about the Board of Directors Vision Committee, changing some election policies, learned that he loves Will's Curly Fries, all that good stuff. So Laurier's goal is obviously to inspire lives, and if elected for this position, how do you plan to inspire the lives of current and future Laurier students?
So the way I would do it is I have an interest in being chair, so I want to be, like, I want to have a leadership role and be that role model. Mm-hmm. So one of the things I would love to do is, like, talk to the dons, because, and I'd love to say, you guys, and be a part of O Week and say, you guys are the future. You guys can make a real difference at this school. Not just dons as well, but students during O Week, because they have a real future at this school, and they are the next, they could be the next president. They could be the next governor, director, senator, it doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. So I'd love to talk to them, but as well, I'd love to work with recruitment and go to high schools.
So sort of teaming up with, like, the ambassadors?
Exactly.
Okay.
And meeting the students that are maybe coming to the school and say, here's what we have available. Because I feel like the lack of knowledge is why we may not have as much turnout in elections.
Have you had, some leadership positions in your 2 years here?
So I'm currently an undergraduate governor.
Okay.
I've taken over a vacancy role, so I do have experience in that role. I got it in September. And that's why I'm running again for Board of Governors, because I just love the role. It's just so cool to be sitting next to the president on your right and the mayor of Waterloo on your left. It is the most interesting thing to do. Mm-hmm. But as well, in terms of, I didn't get involved that much in first year because of my belief first, I want to be in co-op. So I really hit the ground running with my schoolwork.
And the adjustment.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We both understand
it's a big transition.
Exactly. So I didn't want to overextend myself.
Yeah.
But as well, I was working as a lifeguard at the time, so I kind of couldn't push myself too far. But what I did in first year is I was a part of many competitions where I actually became finalist.
Oh,
okay,
that's
great. That's awesome.
So
are those business program like?
Yeah, so it was the, there's a Coca-Cola case competition, first of its year here. I was not in first place, but I was a finalist with my team, which I had the best team.
That's awesome.
Every single time I was in case competition, best teams. BU121, the infamous BU121 had its case competition, which was Unilever, whereas Make a Social Enterprise, best team, we became one of the finalists as well.
Yeah.
And then in November, Golden Speakers had something called the Landscape Ontario Case Competition. It's a mouthful. Where I had another great team, and we actually became second place in that.
That's amazing.
That's really successful. That's
so
awesome.
Yeah.
I may have not been a part of leadership positions, but I've been a part of things where you had to really know how to work in groups and how to be a team.
And still part of Laurier, so.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. And then, okay, with Laurier being named, like, number one in student satisfaction for 2 years in a row, what do you plan to do to uphold that ranking?
So the idea of community is so important, and the idea of role models. And I keep emphasizing that because I really think we faced a lot in the last 2 years.
Yeah.
I'm not going to name them because we all know what we faced.
Yeah.
We faced so much division, even on Brantford, some people may not know about. And we faced so much, and I'm afraid that if we don't be a community, that can be lost. So what I want to do to make sure that we have that student satisfaction is by really talking to students and seeing what they want. So imagine if we had open forums for advocating for student rights.
Yeah.
And, like, seeing what they want to see. And not just, open forums for how to advocate to the parliaments like some presidential candidates are advocating for. I'm talking about open forums for any policy changes we have in terms of the board of directors.
So you want to give students a more of a voice.
Exactly.
Okay.
And even as small as having a small suggestion box, I think can go a long way.
Okay.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
Well, I think we, first of all, heard some great ideas today that I really hope become implemented, mm-hmm. but thank you so much for your time. Do you have any final thoughts that you want to share with our listeners?
Radio Laurie is awesome. I thank you guys for having me on here.
Is this your first time here?
It's my first time here. I have been on a radio show before.
Okay.
Yeah. My dad actually owned a radio show in Windsor.
Wow.
It was an internet radio from a bar, but
nice.
it was a great experience I had, and I just love the fact that you guys are wanting to be a part of the journalism aspect,
yeah.
and you really care about the school to have a radio show. Like, this is so cool that you guys have gone this far. So thank you for having me,
and thank you for making sure
this is happening.
No problem. Thank you so much for being here.
So we'll get back to the music, and make sure you vote.